Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Ah, lovely morning, beautiful, and the sun's getting a little bit earlier now.
Yes.
we're over the worst.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, one of many remarkable and standout women in natural history and the environment movement, I'm arbitrarily focusing on a few today just to bring them to mind and acknowledge their amazing achievements against all the usual odds, plus the dimension of gender discrimination. First up, Jane Goodall, primatologist, anthropologist, activist, and so much more. She made her breakthrough by single-mindedness and sheer determination, eventually persuading paleontologist Louis Leakey to take her on as a secretary and gopher. She had no particular education, but through the inspired encouragement of Leakey, became one of the acknowledged observers of primate behavior and a campaigner for conservation and attitudes to the wild. She studied chimpanzees in the Gombe Stream National Park in Tanzania and challenged contemporary science views that only mankind is capable of tool-making. She also established that chimpanzees are not exclusively vegetarians, but also hunters and meat-eaters. Some of her research methods were controversial and criticized by the purists, but she is a dedicated campaigner for wider appreciation of the wild. She also discovered a dark side of chimpanzee behavior, aggression and violence, which makes them even closer to us in terms of social similarities, unfortunately. And I personally can never forget her electrifying presentation and immense impact as a motivational speaker. Dame Jane Goodall, heaped with deserved honors, and still thankfully with us and very much alive. Then Wangari Mutamaatai, Kenyan environmental political activist and a giant campaigner for African women's rights. She's remembered for the Green Belt movement, planting trees, focused on the planting of trees and conservation and women's rights. In 2004, she was the first African woman to receive the Nobel Peace Prize for her contribution to sustainable development, democracy and peace, the citation ran. Her struggles to get an education, which of course she did get magnificently, and her determined political and environmental campaigns are tribute to her strength and absolute bravery in standing up to discrimination, political and physical bullying and the egregious repression of monsters and dictators like Daniel Arap Moi and other Zuma-like politicians. This included being arrested many times and charged with sedition, and discovering that she was on a governing party assassination list, and many other dirty tricks and manoeuvres on the part of dictators and petty and mostly corrupt male politicians. But against almost insurmountable odds, Wangari prevailed and made progress in green politics, starting a Kenyan Green Party. The Green Belt Movement is a member of the Federation of Green Parties of Africa and the Global Greens. We helped her plant a tree in Newlands Forest, right here in Cape Town. Just a spot which marked her personal charisma and her never-ending enthusiasm for the rights of all to be human and respect the earth. She did so much and prevailed. And sadly, she lost the battle against cancer in 2011. Well, just time for one more. One of the first, Rachel Carson. Yes, Silent Spring appeared in 1962 and had an immediate impact. It was the push-start event that made the world realize we all share this planet, the biomes or whatever you want to call them. And today, over half a century later, some of that realization is still sinking in, and eventually, who knows, Rachel Carson's generous soul can rest in peace. She was born in 1907, and her passion for the ocean drove her to become a marine biologist, quite remarkable for a woman in those days. She presented talks on natural history and what we would today call environment on radio in the 30s, did oceanographic research and wrote public education books on marine life. Her book, The Sea Around Us, became an international bestseller and brought her fame and independence. And then she turned to face the chemical pesticide wave that followed on World War II, and Silent Spring revolutionized attitudes. Silent Spring called into question the paradigm of scientific progress that defined American post-war culture. Detractors accused her of misplaced fanaticism. The U.S. Agriculture Secretary, it sounds so funny now, the U.S. Agriculture Secretary, in a letter to Dwight Eisenhower, concluded that as she was unmarried, despite being physically attractive, she must be a communist. Despite the opposition of the powerful chemical industry, she soldiered on while fighting cancer and had great success. She died of cancer in 1964, and eventually mass spraying of DDT was banned, 73. So just three of the women who made history, and we salute so many heroines of the noble struggle here in South Africa.
Thank you very much for that. Very interesting, John Richards, and that was this morning's edition of Being Green, which is brought to us, by the way, thanks very much to another remarkable woman in Cape Town, Galinda Moser, and thanks very much, Galinda Moser and Remax, for your sponsorship of Being Green and also of Symphony Music.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit REMAXliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.